My name is Reverend Paul Jordan, and I want to thank you for this time that I get to share with you in this introductory video on The Secret Place. Our new website, InTheSecretPlace.org, is really dedicated to glorify God alone. And we are putting together some videos and handouts and books to really deepen your prayer life, deepen your walk with God, deepen your secret place, and just understanding a greater grasp on what it means to really spend time in prayer. Through our counseling, we have noticed that there are really one of the major common themes for everybody that we have for counseling is that very few people have a deep, intimate prayer life with God. And it is our desire that we encourage people when they leave to have a deep, intimate prayer life, a time where they go and spend time with God alone. And so in this video, I just want to share a couple of things about The Secret Place. So if you have your Bible, we are going to look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. And it says, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not heap up empty words or empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." Here Jesus is speaking on just this topic of prayer in his Sermon on the Mount. And I imagine as he's speaking, he's talking to many hypocrites just at the beginning. And now that I read these verses, I wonder how often I've been a hypocrite. And maybe how often you've been a hypocrite too. Because he says that the first thing is that when we pray, we often love to get the praise of people more than the praise of God. So we love to pray at church. We love to pray in Bible studies. We love to pray in front of our families. We love to pray in front of other families. But yet, are we really praying alone? And it says that if that's all my prayer life is bless this food and bless our day, then I'm really missing out on what it really means to have this secret place and have a deep prayer life. But then Jesus says in verse 6, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." What Jesus was saying was that when you pray, go into your secret room, or another translation says, your secret place. Now, in those days, it may have been just a room isolated, or maybe more like a closet where they kept their jewelry and expensive items. But what he's saying is that I need to get alone with God. And for some people, where they're living, they have a room that they could go to. For some people, they don't. One missionary, she met in the hallway of her dorm because it was so loud and noisy that she could never get alone. So she met in the broom closet and would turn a bucket upside down, sit there with her Bible and her devotions, and spend time in her secret place there. Other people, their family life is so structured that one lady, she put her cooking gown over her head. And when the children saw that, they knew that mom was meeting with God and it's time to be quiet. For others, one man, he went and he had a special corner of the house. And when dad went into that corner, the family knew that you needed to be quiet because dad was meeting with God. So do you have a secret place? A secret place is a place that this is where I'm going to be meeting with God. And it says here that God meets with us in secret. He's there. He's waiting. He's excited. He wants you to spend time with him. He loves you so much. He is so excited when you go and spend time with him in your secret place. the important thing is to close the door. What I've realized that is for me is I need to close out the world influence and shut the door so that I'm in there with God. So when I go into my secret place, I do not take my cell phone. I do not take an alarm clock. I do not take a buzzer or anything else that would make noise. I'm in the presence with God, and I don't want anything to distract me from that presence. And I know that the hardest thing that you will be challenged with when you're starting the secret place, or you've already been in the secret place and you need to just be encouraged, is often our busyness is the greatest weapon that the enemy uses. And if it's not busyness, then it's distractions. So the hardest thing for me to do is to quiet my mind and quiet my heart before God. And that just takes time and practice. And really just praying, saying, God, I want to be here with the right motives. I want to glorify you. And I just pray that you would quiet my heart, you'd quiet my mind, and that I could be in your presence and not be thinking about what I need to do that day or the next day or my kids or my health or my family. But I just want that relationship with you. So the secret place, it says verse 7, that when you go in there, don't come up with these empty phrases as the Gentiles do, because they think they will be heard because of their many words. We often do that. How many times have you prayed the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and then not even realize you're praying it? And that's what he's saying. But he says, don't be like them, verse 8, for the Father knows what you need before you ask him. And I was challenged because in the secret place, I often realized most of the time I went in there was me giving God my list of what I needed, instead of me going in there to meet with God and to enjoy being with him. And I was really convicted with that. And I want to challenge you in that area too. Are you meeting with God so God can reward you? Or are you meeting with God because he loves you, he created you, and he wants to know you, and he wants you to know him? And it's during those times of being in the secret place that we really get to open our heart to God and share with him what's going on in our life and that we're dependent on him. You will see below this video is several handouts. I would encourage you to read all of them. Print them out if you need to. And some books. One of the books that I have with me right now is called In the Secret Place with God. We actually put where you could purchase that online, but it's a really amazing book on how can I apply Scripture to my meeting with God in the secret place. Just to conclude, I want to share that the secret place is not something new. Jesus would meet in the secret place. David would meet with God secretly. Daniel would meet with God in the Bible. The Bible is filled with people meeting with God. And then you have missionaries. John Wesley would wake up at 4 in the morning. Amy Carmichael would get up early in the morning to meet with God. A.W. Tozer got up early in the morning to meet with God. So you can see that people that really wanted to spend their life doing the will of God needed to meet with God alone. And that's an encouragement for you, is that as God draws you into the secret place, that it would just overflow your heart and your spirit just with the love and the sense of God in there. I want to encourage you also that the enemy does not want you to be there. And he's going to do everything he can to discourage you. And oftentimes I think as believers we don't think of that. And we go in there the first time or we've renewed our time, and our expectations of what would happen didn't get met. So we may get upset or we may get discouraged, and then the enemy gives us a thought to discourage us even more to keep us from there. And what I've realized in my own life is when I do go to the secret place, I am filled with just the power and the presence of the Spirit of God. Whether I feel it or not, I don't know. But I know that when I've been in there, I've met with God in secret. And God promises me that he will reward me. And oftentimes we like ways that we want God to reward us, but it may not be the way God wants to reward us. But I know that when you meet with God, He will reward you. He will reward you personally, reward your family, will reward your extended family, reward your business, will reward your insights into Scripture, will reward your heart, your passion for the lost, your heart for God, your desire to meet with God, your desire to hate sin, your desire to walk with God. So you can see all these benefits, and no wonder the enemy hates it when we go into the secret place. So if you go into the secret place soon, and you spend time with God and nothing happens, don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. You just spend time with God. And then be excited about the next time you're going to go in there. Take a notepad, take a pen, and write down whatever God brings up to your mind. So I want to pray that as you journey into this area of the secret place, that you would be encouraged and that you would be excited about that. Father, thank you for these men and women that are watching these series on just getting a deeper prayer life with you. Father, thank you for just these promises in Scripture that you're with us in that secret place. And our Father that sees what we do in secret will reward us openly. So I just want to pray a blessing for my brothers and sisters that as they start this process of meeting with you in secret, that they would be encouraged, that they would be excited. Father, that you would just minister to them, you would help them on the inside out, that they would have a greater sense of you and be going into the secret place wanting to know you. And Lord, I just pray against the enemy. I know the enemy wants to discourage us, but I pray that those will not work. And Lord, that we would be so focused on meeting with you in secret. In Jesus' name, amen.